Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday evening, and it's quite unlike February outside. Yeah, that's good news, I guess. We do appreciate you being here. What you can anticipate tonight, hopefully, will be this: the Holy Spirit moving through the people of God to birth prayers and lead us in worship and prophesying and decreeing to affect God's will here in our region, across our state, wherever the Holy Spirit might direct us. You know, we always try to plan a little bit for this night, and then also, Holy Spirit, have your way. And so the kind of what we have planned is that we're going to begin, and I encourage you to have liberty to worship and feel free to move up the front, come up and stand, sit a while if you need to, lay on the floor and pray. Just make yourself at home. I wanted to begin by sharing a word that Chuck Pierce released a couple of Thursday nights ago in Walker County in Jasper. And that was the Thursday prior to Monday the 20th. And the Lord spoke through him, and he basically said this, that, you know, that January the 20th, there is going to be a shift, a spiritual shift. He said, it's not, I'm not just talking about because of the inauguration. That's a part of it. But said, you need to begin to declare where you live over the state of Alabama that there is a spiritual shift taking place. And shift's another way of saying change. And we use it in the sense that there's going to be a change upward, right? And so we believe it is a season where change is occurring and momentum is being gathered. We're sensing it here at Grace House, and many of you may be experiencing that where you meet and worship. And so we're going to begin tonight just coming together as one voice and worship and just praise the Lord. We're going to sing Waymaker. And this song just really, really honors Jesus. And then we're going to move from that into two different sections tonight. And the Lord may lead other ways. On March the 8th and the 9th, Chuck Pierce will be here at Grace House. On the 8th, that Saturday, will be an all-in Alabama meeting. And as it has progressed, this is what is scheduled to take place. The leaders of the districts are to invite worship leaders to come with them from around the state, because they recognize that this land and this people, you know, there's a portal of sound. That this means an opening, you know, that there are so many great, gifted, and creative songwriters and musicians. And, of course, not all the sounds are glorifying the Lord, but we've had so many prophetic words that first the natural and then the spiritual, that there's going to, that worship. And I know Chuck, when he talked to me, he said, I need to come to Florence because Judah goes first. That was his idea. Judah is the tribe of praise. So one thing that's going to happen that Saturday is, I don't know if it's going to be in the large meeting, but in a smaller meeting that is just for the leaders of the areas and the worship leaders that are invited. There's going to be a decree, and it's probably be in the big service, but a decree that they've asked Ray Hughes and me to work on. A decree that will be sounded forth that day, and all these worship leaders are to carry it back to their areas and release that decree. And so please be praying about that. And join us tonight, because we're going to get into a section about worship and the worshipers. And we just want to bathe that with intercession. And we want what God's ordained for this area, in the area of sound and worship and so forth and creativity, we want that to blossom in full measure, to come forth to God's glory. So all hands on deck, all eyes on Jesus, and let's praise and worship him, and we'll move through the night. And the last section we'll get into is about the high places and tearing down the strongholds and idols. that should be a little bit more militant, okay? And we may not get to any of that. I don't know, but that's the plans. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. We decree and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over our lives, Lord over this city, this region. Lord, we thank you for this region, this District 11 in Alabama. Thank you, Lord, for Southern Tennessee, Northern Alabama, the Tennessee Valley. Thank you for the history. Thank you for the prayers that have been prayed through the generations preceding ours. We are adding our voice. We are adding our amen to those that have long agonized for these days to come. Father, we sense the days are upon us, days of great outpouring. And we know that you are shaking things. You are sifting things. You are shaping them. And Lord, we believe that's part of that change, that shift. Lord, we continue to pray that there would be increasing levels of the fear of the Lord among the people of God, that you would have your way. Move through sons and daughters in this place tonight. Travail and birth your will through prayers, Lord, as we pray in the Spirit, as we worship. Again, Holy Spirit, we yield to you tonight. We surrender to you tonight. Have your way in Jesus' name. And everyone said, let's worship him.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship. I worship you.
You are here.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship. You are the way-making, miracle-work, promise-keeping, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are the way-making, miracle-work, promise-keeping, light in the darkness, my God.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every life. I worship you. I worship you.
Not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Psalm 24:3-4. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure pure hearts. The heel of the Lord, purify.
with you something I saw in the Spirit Sunday during church, and I kept thinking that it was for Sunday, but there just never was a place to share it. So I believe it is for tonight, and I think it might be a progression of this meeting and what the Lord is wanting to release. I can't say that it was a vision. I just saw this play out, okay? I was somewhat suspended in space over a large, large auditorium, and there were just rows on both sides with the middle aisle. And from the very back, way in the back, from a long distance, a lamb began to walk down the center aisle. And as the lamb walked, every row that the lamb came to, the people just fell on their faces in worship. About midway down, the lamb changed or shifted into the lion. And he began to walk down the rest of the way. And the huge stage with a long staircase. And as he got to the bottom of the staircase, he shifted again into the king. And he walked up the steps and took his place on the throne that was in the center of the stage. And I feel like the Lord wants to release that tonight. You know, the lamb represents the sacrifice. It represents healing and deliverance and salvation and cleansing and a pure heart and pure hands. It represents what we've already been worshiping tonight. But then comes the lion of the tribe of Judah, which is the violent voice of worship that Pastor Eddie said that we're going to move into, the violent voice of worship tonight. And then he becomes the king, and that's the authority that we have to take down the high places. And when Pastor Eddie started talking to that tonight, he was just explaining what I had seen in the Spirit, because it was a change. It was a shift. Every stage was a change and a shift into something more authoritative, more powerful. And I just release that over us now in the name of Jesus. I release the Lamb of God, the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the earth. I release everything, Lord, over our region, over our body, over us personally, Lord, over Alabama. I release that right now. Your salvation, your deliverance, your healing, your sozo, Father, that you died to give us, Lord Jesus. And then I release the lion from the tribe of Judah. I release that roar, that mighty roar, that fierce worship, God, that you're wanting to birth in this region, that you're wanting to spread through Alabama. I release that now in the Spirit. And Lord, I release the authority of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I thank you that by that authority, Lord, you have given us authority to partner with you in bringing down the high places of the enemy. And Lord, we decree that over this meeting tonight, that we will accomplish everything that you have desired and that you have ordained from the foundation of the earth, Lord Jesus. I decree it. I release it. I thank you for the shift. I thank you for the change. I thank you for the authority. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for worship.
Let's take a moment now. Welcome the Lamb, the Lion, and the King. Let's welcome the Lamb, the Lion, and the King. The Lamb, the Lion, and the King.
an earthquake starts way down deep, and its effects shake everything, that he is working down deep inside our hearts, and he wants to shake us, and he wants to shake his church. And so we want to welcome that shaking. Lord, anything that's not of you in our lives, we welcome you to shake that off, Lord. We set our hearts to be that pure bride that you've destined for us to be. And we say, come, Lord Jesus. And we declare, Lord, that we set our hearts to not be offended if you show up in a way that's not what we thought. Whether it's the lamb or the lion or the king, however you come, Lord, we'll just welcome what you want to do. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Sunday morning during worship, I too saw in the spirit a long valley. And there was mountains on the sides, but there was a long valley. And at one end of the valley, there was a big waterfall. And next to the waterfall, it was like a revolving funnel. And it just kept going around in a circle and around in a circle. And the waterfall represented just the worship coming out of heaven, the revolving funnel kind of thing, just represented us as worshipers being lifted up into the heavens. And the revolving part was worship rises up and warriors come down. And worship rises up and warriors come down. And it's a continuously revolving circle. As worship goes up, war comes down. And the waterfall was the river of God flowing down this valley. And I could see just many, many people walking down this river. Next to them was our Lord Jesus. On each side and behind us was an angel with battle armor on, all around us. And we were walking down this river. And again, worship would go up and warriors would come down and would walk down this river, walk down this valley. I don't know where it was going. I don't know why it was like that, but it was just a continuous rotation of worship. And that Lord showed me that during the worship time Sunday morning, that we in our worship were rising up to the heaven and war was coming down. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's step into that. Let's share in that. This is agreeing with heaven. Worshiping with heaven. Worship going up, warriors coming down. Worship going up, warriors coming down. Worship going up, warriors coming down.
Hell, worship goes up. Oh, and the warriors come down.
Yeah,
worship goes up. And the warriors come down.
Yeah,
the river.
Worship goes up.
Somebody needs to come pray about the warriors. Who wants to come take a hot mic here and release some intercession for the warriors?
This is Isaiah 42:13. The Lord will go forth like a warrior. He will arouse his zeal like a man of war. He will roar. He will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. And he says, I've kept silence for a long time, but now I will gasp. I will pant. I will labor. I will bring forth my bride. Our God is jealous over those he died for. He died for his bride. So it's time that we yield to the jealous bridegroom. Roar now. Yes, God. We say yes. We say yes. We will be your bride. We will marry. Wonders and miracles to demonstrate your love to those who don't know you. Thank you, God, that we're about to be sent into your harvest, and we will get your harvest.
God. Jesus, when you walked this earth, you talked about worship in spirit and truth. Lord, we pray right now, performance would be broke. Standard songs will be broke, but the apostolic worship, apostolic power, apostolic authority of the king on the throne, as she saw the king coming up the stage on the throne, and the authority that brings the hammer, that brings deliverance, that brings healing, that apostolic worship like none other is going to be released over Alabama, and it's going to begin here, now, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I really see a synergy in what's being shared here, even the Lamb coming and the worship. We worship in heaven. Worthy is the Lamb. Then the Lion, the King. Then the King, when he begins to release his authority to the worshipers, they are able to roar with the roar of the Lion in the face of the enemy, but walk among the people with the gentleness of the Lamb. God is speaking to us tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I had a dream the other night, and it was a little strange. I'm trying to figure out how to tell it, but I know it's from tonight, so let's swap. In my dream, I was standing in front of a doorway. The door opened, and there was this tornado. There's no way you can warn anybody. And I felt like that was like a vision in my dream. So I turned around and reenacted every step. And as I reenacted every step, as soon as I opened the door, there was the tornado. There was no way to alert anybody. It was right there. Nobody could hide. It was right there. So then at the end of my dream, there was this lady that I was positioning myself to go pray for her. And there was somebody else in front of me, and I put one hand right here and one right here. And I guess I was like positioning myself for deliverance. But as I put my hands on her and I started praying, like I started speaking in Indian tongues. And I started seeing the vision of just fireballs. And I just kept hearing sound the alarm. So when I went to go intercede a while ago, I just kept hearing sound the alarm. So I'm telling y'all, the alarm is being sounded. Rise up. The time is near. It is not time to back down. It is time to increase. Fight for your family. Fight for this nation. Fight for the United States. Fight for the politicians. Just fight and rise up. Let your voice be heard.
Just to let to follow that, we're just supposed to join in prayer in the spirit. She said she heard Indian tongues, which is a native, that's a war. I just think of warring, and so I just wanted to press into that, if that's okay. sare este corras mi alta roco rosso tele me shire la ite la oro rabbi si si tora la yeta la rosso la ye cale ye si si a lo notare a vosso talea had rosso corras yun tale bacat rosso con la musu con la rabbi si ete la yun tu rabbus tele a cad rosso ye so de robo reste dia ite la yete no more 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 no more
over there. I believe that I'm supposed to release something about this gentleman's vision that he saw about the worship and the battle and the angels and the river and people going through the river. And we didn't say anything about that part, but the Lord says that's the roundup of the last prodigals, the last harvest, and these people are being warred for in the heavenlies as we battle in worship, and these people are going through the river of God and coming out on the other side totally healed, delivered, and saved in Jesus' name. And Father God, I just want to say, Lord God, and that he gave me a vision the other day when I was driving down the road too, and I've been praying for prodigals, and I said, God, it just don't seem like there's anything moving, and he showed me a bowl, like in Revelation, with gold pouring out, that were the prayers of the saints being poured out, and it was like glitter coming down and glory covering the earth. He said, I don't care if you don't see your children and grandchildren seen before you pass on. He said, those prayers are saved in that bowl, and they will be poured out, and it will happen. So I just pray, Father God, for our prodigals and everybody that we're praying for, Lord Jesus. We just fight for. We fight for. We want to battle for. We want to worship for. And we want to fight for. And we just, we know, Father God, that if we do that, that we will see them go through the river and come out on the other side and see them in glory. Thank you, Lord.
Amen to that. Why don't we do this? Break up into little 3 and 4 group circlets and pray for the prodigals. Get into agreement with this. Don't get in a big group. It takes too long to pray around. Get in about 3 or 4 people. We'll take a few minutes. Step into this. Pray for the prodigals as our worship team just keeps flowing. Then we'll transition into that last section. Father, we decree and declare, we look to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Lord, we call the prodigals in. We call the prodigals in. Lord, whether they're in the pig pen or in a palace, they need you. And we say in the mighty name of Jesus, prodigals, come home! Father loves you! Father loves you! Father loves you! May the binders that bind them be broken. May the deception that blinds them be exposed. Lord, may hands of love bind them where they're trying to hide. For those that are wounded, those that have been disillusioned, those whose heart once burned for you, that have grown cold, those, dear Lord, that stand behind a wall of excuses, or who have their pockets stuffed with reasons. We just ask, God, that your presence would overtake them, that they would be encountered with your fiery love. Lord, that they would see what their life could be in your embrace. So we ask, Father, stretch forth your strong right hand. Stretch forth your strong right hand over this city, over this county, over this region. And Lord, we thank you that no one loves these people more than you do. Thank you for that, Lord. Help us to love them like you do. Hallelujah. And I think we have a scripture that we want to read, and we're going to, before we go, we do want to step into, the Lord's really been speaking. I know that's another thing Chuck really pointed out, was about the high places back in October at Tabernacles in Oxford, about taking the high places. It ties in with the kingly authority and all of that, but hear the word of the Lord.
Exodus 34:13-14. But you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images. For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
Thank you. just dropped in my spirit. Isaiah 49:25. But the Lord said, the captive of the warriors will be released, and the plunder of the tyrants will be retrieved. For I will fight for those who fight for you, and I will save your children. And I kept hearing, freedom! Freedom! Freedom is going to be released right up here.
Father, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you are moving to remove that which is between your people and you. We pray that the deception that causes us to look at our idols and desire them, that deception would be broken, that we would see them for what they are. We declare that the blood of Jesus Christ will expel those demonic spirits that are spinning webs of deception, binding people to their idols. We pray that the idols over this region would be torn down in the name of Jesus. There may be some idols that come to your mind that you're seeing in people's lives, and I just encourage you to begin to target those and rebuke them and ask the Lord to tear them down. We thank you, Lord, this is a season when you are laying the axe to the root. The axe to the root. People of God, we must learn to swing our swords, release the word, move in the spirit. We are taking the high places. They are Jesus. The high place and the low place and every place belongs to him.
Tonight that
The Lord said the tears of the saints are watering the harvest for what is to come. The prayers of the saints are watering the harvest for what is to come. And the Lord showed me that he has prepared a table before us. And he said, in the presence of your enemy, I'm anointing your head with oil, because I'm showing everybody that you're anointed by me. I'm showing everybody that you have my authority, that you carry my anointing that breaks the yoke. And the Lord said, just like Elijah's servant, he is beginning now to anoint you with that oil. And he's opening your eyes. And you're going to see those warriors. And you're going to see that the army that you serve is greater than the army of this world. No longer is the bluff of the enemy going to have a hold on you. No longer are you going to believe the lies, because you're going to see what God is doing. And you're going to see that he's bringing freedom. You're going to see that the army is encamped. The army is circling around your praise. And when you walk, you're going to walk with a new authority. You're not going to walk with your head down, but you're going to walk looking. And you're going to walk looking in the spirit realm. And God's going to begin to show you where to go, what to say, and who to speak to. We're not just looking for a fight, but we're taking back what's ours. We walk wherever we walk. We have the authority to claim where the soles of our feet hit. We claim right now this area in the name of Jesus. We claim this region. We claim this state. We claim this country. We claim the world, Lord Jesus. Give us the nations, Lord Jesus. Give us the nations. Give us the nations. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we come against the drug cartels, the drug industry, the spirit of sorcery that works behind that. We call forth for the exposure of the works of darkness that is binding people through drugs. Lord, we pray that the fentanyl highways would be blockaded. We pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that the drug dealers would start getting saved and they would start pushing the gospel in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of witchcraft over this area in the name of Jesus. May every witch, warlock, sorcerer, everyone involved in the occult, every worshiper of Satan, may they come under the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. May the black magic and the works of darkness against the Lord and His Christ and His bride and this region, the people, we stand against it and we say, down, down, down with you. Away from here. Away from here. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe that we'll start reading in the paper, hearing on the news, a big drug bust, a change. Lord, you had Chuck tell us that things are changing and shifting. So we thank you for the evidence that will begin to come forth to show that transformation has begun. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Another thing he told us to do, and we want to do this before we leave. We did it last time. He said every time we say hallelujah, that there's a response in the heavens, basically. Let's just take two or three minutes and say it a whole lot. Let's just say it a whole lot, okay? Let's just say it a whole lot. Let's sing it a whole lot. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at somebody around you. Join their hands and praise Him together. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, amen. Now, let's take a moment because I want to be able to hear in the room here for a moment. There may be some of you that you're getting something that you feel like you need to release that before we go. And so now's time to do that. Breaker anointing. More Lord. Whew. Yes. Amen, amen. He's getting on you, brother. Amen. Whew. Restoration. Reconciliation. Recompense. And what? Retribution. Okay. And repentance. Yes. Restoration. Oh. Whew. God's all about that restoration. Chain breaking. Fresh oil. Yes, amen. Amen. Tina. Revival. Right.
When we started worshiping tonight, I felt the wind of God. And I said, Lord, what is this? And He said, this is revival. He said the same wind that was on Asbury is here tonight. It's not coming. Revival is here. I told Vicki, she looked it up, and the Asbury Revival was 1 year ago this week.
When Vicki gave her word, the words that dropped into my spirit was, we, all of us, are change agents. It's us. We've got to stay in this place and go further to bring others in.
Amen. Roger.
I was seeing us as swords, each one of us, a sword of light that pierces the darkness. And there is, as we go forth, and this revival movement like this, it pierces the darkness. And because the darkness is pierced, there's light coming forth, and those who are in the darkness can see. So be the swords that the Lord has made us to be, and pierce the darkness.
Amen. And by the way, Roger and I, when we were together today and praying, I think you were sharing a bit, you saw a vision when Jesus appeared and had a mallet in his hand. Somebody on the platform mentioned mallet at some point tonight. Who was that? There's somebody in here tonight. I heard them talk about a mallet. A mallet. Jeremiah, I think, talks about the word of the Lord being like a hammer. Yes. Let me say something to you. You are the blessed people of God. And when you leave here tonight, I just decree and declare over you that the deposit of the presence of God and the power of God in this room, that you are carrying a deposit with you back to where you're going. Kevin, y'all are carrying it back up to Tennessee, up there. We got any Franklin County people? You're carrying it back to Franklin County. Lawrence County. Amen. Y'all are carrying it back. Colbert County. Yes, got Colbert County. Lauderdale County, a bunch. Red, yeah, that's Franklin back there. Any other counties? Speak up. You're from a different county I didn't name. Any Mississippi folks here? Okay, awesome. Amen. It's been good to have been here. And it's so encouraging to see so many people that value our corporate coming together across the region and going to the throne room and then storming the gates. Thank you for sacrificing your time to be here tonight. And may Father God just pour out His Spirit upon you. May you be blessed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. May you be reminded of the good words of the Lord He's spoken over you through days gone by. May you be reminded those are swords in your hand by which you can warfare. May you be reminded that His plan, no matter what you're in the middle of tonight, His plans for you are good. The future He has planned for you, it's good. A future filled with hope, plans to prosper you, not to impoverish you. I want you to know tonight as you leave that the Spirit of the living God that raised Jesus from the dead, He lives inside of you. He's in your spirit, in your belly. And He has at His disposal all the resources of heaven. You will know no lack. You will know no weakness as you lean into Him. If God be for you, who can stand against you? You are children of the Lord God Most High. So you remember who you are. You remember whose you are. You remember what you have. And don't you let any two-legged devil or any other legged devils talk you out of it. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Now let's give the Lord some glory. Amen. You have a wonderful evening. And before you go, would you join me? Aren't we blessed to have a worship team that can just get in the river and roll? Thank you. We love you. Thank you for all the sacrifice. Thank you for leading us tonight. God bless you. Have a good evening.